Good morning and welcome to Mixed Bag on NEWFM. at NEWFM, Van Morrison from his classic Moondance album, and it's Stone Me. The band before that from their second up on Cripple Creek, and the Bee Gees starting things off this morning, sounding more like the band than anyone has a right to, on a track entitled Marley Pert Drive from their Odessa album. Good morning, Pete Fornital on Mixed Bag at 102.7. Lots to do today in our 2 hours together. As I mentioned to you a couple of weeks ago, on those Sunday mornings when we are without a live guest in the studio, we will be featuring a segment called Sunday Concert. And this week, the honor falls to a very special album. This past Thursday, January 20th, marked the 15th anniversary of a tribute to Woody Guthrie at Carnegie Hall. Now, the concert was noteworthy for many, many reasons, including the emergence from seclusion of Bob Dylan, which we'll be talking about a bit later on. But it was noteworthy most of all because of the man it honored. Now, the program was not originally intended to be released as an album, but there was a recording made off the sound system at Carnegie Hall, and it was ultimately released as a part of a packaged tribute to Woody Guthrie. Let me read you from the liner notes. When Woody Guthrie died on October 3, 1967, after a stubborn 15-year bout with Huntington's disease, a lot of people who had known him, worked with him, or just sung his songs felt a spontaneous desire to do something. Not a memorial, nothing about Woody suggested mourning. What was called for was more a celebration of Woody's work, the part of him that lives on. A tribute to Woody Guthrie was planned for two performances at Carnegie Hall on January 20th, 1968, sponsored by the Guthrie Children's Trust Fund, with the proceeds donated to the Committee to Combat Huntington's Disease. Appearing at the January concert were Judy Collins, Bob Dylan, Jack Elliott, Arlo Guthrie, Richie Havens, Odetta, Tom Paxton, Pete Seeger. Actors Will Gear and Robert Ryan narrated the program. Thousands of people were unable to buy tickets because both performances were sold out an hour after the tickets went on sale. Those fortunate enough to attend participated in one of the most exciting and remarkable musical experiences of all time.
My mother's name was Nora Bell Tanner, and then she changed it to Nora Bell Guthrie. Her mother is Mrs. Lee Tanner, one of the earliest log cabin school teachers in Nofuski County, Oklahoma. It was in the quicksands and muds of the rivers rising, the wind that blew and whipped from east to west in a split second, the lightning that splintered the barn loft, the snaky-tailed cyclone, prairie cloud bursts, months of fiery drought that crippled the leaves, and the timber fires and the fights of men against all of these, that I was born, the third child in our family.
Many a month has come and gone since I've wandered from my home in those Oklahoma hills where I was born.
In the Oklahoma hills, where I Pima, Oklahoma, where I come from, was one of the singingest, square dancingest, drinkingest, yellingest, preachingest, walkingest, talkingest, laughingest, cryingest, shootingest, fist fightingest, bleedingest, gamblingest, gun club and razor carryingest of our ranch and farm towns, because it blossomed into one of our first oil boom towns.
Rambling round, you see. Rambling around Utah, never see a friend I know. As I go rambling round, oh, I go rambling round. Each day.
WFM, our Sunday concert this week is the tribute to Woody Guthrie that took place on January 20th, 1968 at Carnegie Hall. We heard Odetta rambling round your city, Arlo Guthrie, Oklahoma Hills, and This Train is Bound for Glory, along with some narrative material by the late Will Gear and Robert Ryan. Pete Fornitale at 102.7 WNEW-FM in New York. We'll be back with more after these messages. Take care of the business for a while. Pete Fornitale on Mixed Bag at 102.7. And one of the things we said on this program that we would do is, on occasion, introduce new talent to you wherever and whenever that new talent comes along. And it so happens that last Saturday afternoon, I was sitting at home waiting for the snowstorm that never came, reading a copy of Newsday, and a headline caught my eye in the arts section. It said, Distinctive Folk Artist Suzanne Vega. And it was basically a review by Newsday's popular music person, Wayne Robbins, in which he wrote the following. In her song Night Moves, Suzanne Vega sings, quote, she would rather be a riddle, but she keeps challenging the future with a profound lack of history. Performing a set Thursday night at the Musicians' Co-op called The Speakeasy, she proved that the first two parts of that verse were a valid self-description and that the last part was a lie, which, of course, is perfect. Vega, only a year and a half out of Barnard College, is familiar enough with the recent history of American folk music. She expressed awe at being on the same bill with Tom Paxton, the veteran who was performing as part of a trio with Bob Gibson and Ann Hills. Yet Vega is cocky enough to throw the book away, accompanying herself on guitar and performing with some of the repressed intensity of David Byrne of Talking Heads, she presented herself as one of the most distinctively original performers in the entire pop realm. She revealed her daring immediately. Vega's opening song, Tom's Diner, was a prose poem with no musical accompaniment, simply a gutsy, eccentric narrative enhanced by the confident cast of her eyes and the jut of her jaw. A later song, Cracking, also succeeded on the strength of Vega's verbal cadence, a lilt, a sigh, and an instinctive knack for the rhythmic power of syllables, made cracking the first folk rap fusion song rather than just a talking blues.
It's a one-time thing. It just happens a lot. Walk with me, and we will see what we have got. My footsteps are ticking like water dripping from a tree, walking a hairline and stepping very carefully. And something is cracking. I don't know where. Ice on the sidewalk, brittle branches in the air. The sun is blinding, dizzy golden dancing green through the park in the afternoon, wondering where the hell I have been.
She lets the river answer that you've always been.